This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the 80th Independence Day. The President's address will be broadcast at 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashwani. It will also be telecast on all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. The telecast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by its broadcast in regional languages on the regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashwani will broadcast the regional language versions of the address at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. Today is Partition's Horrors Remembrance Day. The nation is paying homage to all those who sacrificed their lives and suffered unimaginable pains during the partition in 1947. We have a report.
To mark the Partition Horrors Remembrance Day, various programs are being organized across the country, including in the national capital. In a fitting tribute to all those who lost their lives due to the partition of the nation and were displaced from their roots, in 2021, the government had decided to observe 14th August every year as the day to commemorate their sacrifice. The Partition Horrors Remembrance Day keep reminding people of the need to remove the poison of social divisions, disharmony, and further strengthen the spirit of oneness, social harmony, and human empowerment. The partition caused among the largest migrations in human history, affecting about 20 million people. While celebrating the independence, a grateful nation also salutes those people who had to sacrifice their lives in the frenzy of violence. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Services of the Delhi Metro will commence from all terminal stations across its network at 4 a.m. on Independence Day. The Delhi Metro Rail Corporation said that a decision has been taken to facilitate the movement of special guests, invitees and the general public attending the Independence Day celebrations. The DMRC said that the metro services will operate at a 30-minute frequency in all lines until the commencement of the regular revenue services as per the scheduled timetable for the day. The Lal Qila, Jama Masjid and Delhi Gate Metro stations are the nearest stations to the Independence Day celebration venue. The monsoon session of Parliament has concluded with both houses being adjourned sine die yesterday. The session began on July 20th and saw a total of 19 sittings over 25 days. In all, 12 bills were passed by the Parliament, including the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill. In his concluding remarks, Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan expressed concern over the repeated disruptions in the House. He said the House managed to fulfill its core legislative duties by passing and returning 12 bills. Mr. Radhakrishnan informed that the House functioned for only 37 hours and 49 minutes. Earlier, the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2026 was passed by the Parliament, with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy moved the bill to further amend the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act 1957. In Uttarakhand, 6 people died and 14 sustained injuries following landslide and water seepage in an under-construction tunnel at a hydroelectric project site in Chamoli district yesterday evening. According to preliminary information, 22 workers were trapped inside the tunnel. 20 people have been brought out of the tunnel. Of them, 6 were declared dead, while 14 others have sustained injuries and are undergoing treatment at a nearby hospital. The first India-Israel hackathon, organized on the theme Restorative Healthcare, has drawn a huge response from young innovators from both countries seeking to develop technology-driven solutions to challenges in healthcare and rehabilitation. The hackathon brought 1,300 students and individuals from both countries to address the 14 problem statements. Squadron leader Bhavana Kant has scripted history by becoming the first woman officer of the Indian Air Force to qualify as a fighter combat leader at the Tactics and Air Combat Development Establishment, Gwalior. In a social media post, the Indian Air Force said it is a landmark achievement reflecting professional excellence, combat acumen and IAF's commitment to nurturing leaders in the air. In Canadian Open Tennis, 7th seed Iga Swiatek of Poland defeated 2nd seed Elena Rybakina in straight sets to claim women's singles title in Toronto last night. Swiatek captured her first title of the season with a swift 6-2, 6-3 win. And with that, we end this news bulletin.